Welcome to Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont, and we're going to get it cracking in just a second. But let us explain to you what we do. We're going to bring to you all the newest sports heroes of today, your sports heroes of yesterday, your newest teams, and what makes us very unique is we're going to discuss some of your local heroes, some of the men and women who have made history in the sports community in your neck of the woods. So come on back and join us. Vintage Sports Internet News. Leave a topic. Hit the bell at the top. Let us know what you want us to talk about. Come on back in. Welcome to another edition of Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Hey man, it's all about track and field. It's all about track and field, and we're going to start the show off with some Michigan State track and field. It's going to be high school, man. Yeah, man, it's high school track and field, and it's going to be Michigan State high school track and field. How you feeling, Benny Diaz? Yeah, man, Benny Diaz, if you're in Michigan. I know a lot of people in Michigan, man, you like your track and field, and Benny Diaz, man, he's a three-time state track and field title holder. Yeah, the guy, man, he's incredible. I mean, he's simply incredible. He won the 110 and the 300-meter hurdles in the Division III state title, and he also won the 100-meter dash. Yes, he did, and he also competed, well, he would have competed in the 200 meter, but his sciatic nerve stopped him from doing that. But he won the he won the meet record in the 13.4 in a meet record. I do believe that was the 110. He won it in a 13.4 meet, state meet record. That's Benny Diaz. Don't forget that name, man, in Michigan. The guy is simply incredible. How many of you all can remember anybody winning three state titles, you know, in the state meet? That's incredible, man. So we're going to take our hats off and say, hey, way, good job, way to go, Benny Diaz. And on the women's side, Kylie Powlin, she won the 100 and 200. So she's a two-time state champ. She said that her times weren't exactly what she wanted them to be. But, hey, you got to take your hat off to Kylie. Hey, man, she won the 100 and the 200. So she's a two-time state champion. And, you know, as we all know, man, the 100 and the 200 is what we really come to see as, you know, also the relays. But those are the two fastest, you know, races in the meets. So she put her work in. So we're going to take our hats off to her. And yeah, let's give it up for the track and field in Michigan, the state. State track meets, Benny Diaz and Kylie Powlin, man, they put in some work, and we just got to give a shout out to them, man. And I also want to, you know, talk about Tylertown, Mississippi. Now, this has got to be one of the greatest stories of all of track. Tylertown, Mississippi High School, on April 12th, 2022, a guy named Jordan Anthony. You remember that name because this is the fastest dude in America. Yep, I said it right here on Vintage Sports. This guy is the fastest dude in America. Jordan Anthony ran the fastest 100 meters since what, Trey Lyles or somebody like that? I mean, since the Olympian, Noah Lyles, I'm sorry. And, man, he ran, in the, 4A, or 3A championships, and he ran a 10-1-4. That's the seventh fastest high school sprinter in history. And, 10-1-4, I said that right. And he's ranked number one in the 100 meters, and he's ranked number one in the 200 meters. And he runs a 20.5 in the 200 meters. So let's get it up for Jordan Anthony. He's the fastest man in the country. And I want to know, do you think, we're talking about 10-1. 10-1. And that's the seventh fastest high school sprinter in history at 10-1-4. And do you think that he can eclipse under 10 flat? Because if I'm not mistaken, he's come down from like 10.5 or 10.3 and now to 10.1. So that's pretty phenomenal. That's pretty good. Now, I don't know if he can come down as a high schooler to under 10 flat. That's saying a lot, but I'm rooting for him, man. I really am. And if he can come down to that, man, he might qualify for the Olympics or something, man. Let's give it up to him. Let's give it up to him. And we're going to move on. Excuse me. We're going to move on over here to California, because that was a 4x400 that I was really impressed with. I watched a 4x400 in California, and if it featured, let me just tell you, it featured Clovis North, Wilson, I believe, is in Long Beach, Culver City, Calabasas, and Poly, and Poway, and Chino Hills, and Del Norte. And man, and you know, Wilson, they got that legendary 4x4 track team. Yeah, they've been taking it, you know, like every year. And man, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to just go and break it down. It went down to Wilson and Clovis North. But man, let me tell you something. Clovis North got a senior named Takaya Sensei. Takaya Sensei ain't no joke. She's the 400 meter champ. And she ran down the junior Tidwell for Wilson. Let me give it up for Tidwell, because Tidwell had the lead and Sensei walked her down, man. And Tidwell ain't no joke. Tidwell is pretty good. She's just a junior. She got another year. But, man, Sensei walked her down, man. Takaya Sensei. But I got to give it up to the freshman. I think her name is Emerson Parks. She ran the third leg. She the one set it up. Now, those first two legs did pretty good. The second leg is what really came through for him. The second leg, I forget her name, but she set it up for him. And then Emerson Parks, man, that young lady is a freshman. She brung it up. She came up and she set it up for Sensei, and Sensei just, she put the power legs on, man. She's the 400 champ in California. And I do believe she ran a 53.2 in that last leg. Yeah, she walked Tidwell down, and I got to give it up, because Tidwell is a pretty good runner, but she was no match this day for Takaya Sensei. And Sensei also runs the 200 meter. But let me give you the scores on that. Clovis North won the 4x400 at a 3:45. Yeah, they ran a 3:45.3. And Wilson came in second at a 3:47.9. And Culver City, they came in third at 3:48. Calabasas, they came in fourth at 3:49. Poly came in fifth at 3:53. Poway came in sixth at 3:55. Chico Hills came in seven at 3:55. And rounding out the eighth spot was Del Norte at 3:56. But you got to give it up for Clovis North, because they were behind. They were like in fourth or something like that. And Clovis North came all the way back to win it at a 3:45.3. And a Sensei, you got a bright future And all of those young ladies on that 4x4, I got to give it up to you. You did your thing. And that, excuse me, that 4x4 looking real, real, real good. And let's give it up also for my girl. We're going to go to the Diamond League in the professional ranks before we go. We got to give it up for my girl, Athene Moe. Yeah, Athene Moe. She's coming off of COVID, man, and she ran that 800. If you all know anything about Athene Moe, the young lady is just incredible. I'm talking about absolutely out of this world. So if you're watching track and field and you're watching the 800, hey, young ladies, I know you all are training. I know you all, she got a target on her back, but it doesn't seem like, doesn't matter. Because Athene Moe, it doesn't even seem like she had COVID at all. I mean, she walked a dog on them. I mean, she did I think it's a world leading time right now at 157. She ran a 157 coming off of COVID. And I do believe that was her first race of the season, if I'm not mistaken. I got to do my homework because I just watched the race and I hadn't seen her race in a while. And yeah, she ran a 157 coming off of COVID. So Athene Moe, hey, we rooting for you. We rooting for all the ladies. And yeah, man, my man Coleman, he ran the 100 meters. I forget his first name. I'm having a senior moment, but they racing, man. They racing. And yeah, we're going to check out some more track and field. We're going to give it to you right here on Vintage Sports Internet News. I'm your host, Jay Lamont. Ring the bell. Let me know if you want your state represented in track and field. We're going to give it to you live and in living color. Ring the bell. Let me know who you want me to talk about next. It's your state coming up. I'm out. We'll talk to you next time.